Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1656 slide. Visible translated text is as follows: when I was put in jail, whenever Mr. Roberts would go downstairs to empty the slops, I would go around to see Jim Conley and give him things to eat, and I think I went the first Sunday in December. I wrote him two or three letters, and he sent them back because he said he couldn't read them. I wrote him three, and he wrote me two, and I wrote him three letters altogether in either one of the letters he wrote me, and I sent the letters back to him by Fred Bergson because I couldn't read all of them, and I sent them back to him and went down there at 12 o'clock to see what he wanted, and he wanted me to let him have 10 cents to get a piece of bread and some sardines. And if there is anything vulgar in any of those letters he wrote, it has been put in there since he wrote them to me by somebody else. Jim Conley told me this last gone Tuesday when I was up there to see Lee McFarlane. He asked me if any of Mr. Burns's men had been to see me. He said, first, did I know this other girl, where she lived, that had been coming there? And I said, I know where she lives, but I don't know her name. I know her sister, but I don't know her. And he says, I know where she lives. And he said, somebody told the sheriff about me talking to Jim, and they looked me up about it, and I stayed there a week. And they found I wasn't down there at the time they said I was, and Mr. Roberts had the sheriff turn me out again. And Jim told me Tuesday that someone took those letters I wrote him, and the ones he wrote me that I sent back. I asked him if he had them, and he said no, that someone took them sometimes in January, but that he was just hated to tell me. I said, don't forget to take those letters out with you, for he told me he was going to get out in May, and then he told me that nobody got them. During Christmas, I was due to go in at 7 o'clock, and Mr. Gillen would let me stay out until 9 and 9:30. One day, Jim Conley said, are you going to let her come in here, Mr. Gillen? And Mr. Gillen said he could not do it, then that I had better wait until another time, and I said, I don't want to go in there. And Jim said, if he will let you in here, it will be satisfactory, won't it? And I says, I don't think that much of you. And Jim says, you haven't been corresponding with me all this time and don't think that much of me, do you? But Mr. Gillen told me he would give me $200 himself if I would go in there and see Jim Conley. Gio Wren wrote a letter and give it to me. He dropped it first. He said, you are going downstairs now and give this.